From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Fighting in Syria continued on several fronts Sunday ahead of the planned ceasefire arranged by the U.S. and Russia in talks in Geneva. Clashes, including airstrikes, were reported Sunday around Aleppo and the capital Damascus. Combat is supposed to end at sundown Monday and last for at least 48 hours. If extended to a week, the U.S. and Russia would begin joint operations against jihadist groups Islamic State and Fatah al-Sham, formerly Nusra Front. The truce has been welcomed by most major players. Rebel factions, however, have had mixed reaction. Analyst David Lesh of Trinity University in Texas calls it a step in the right direction, but like the short-lived cessation of hostilities in February, faces numerous obstacles.
There's fragmentation on both sides of the conflict. The opposition is being fragmented all along. There's going to have to be a lot of leeway, as there was last February, in terms of continuing sporadic fighting. What is the tipping point toward breakdown or not? People will have to determine that.
He also questions how it can hold without a mechanism of compliance. Lesh wonders how rebel factions not covered by the truce and commingled with other groups can be separated. Then he said there is the trust factor between the U.S. and Russia. In a setback to the Libyan unity government's efforts to unify the country, fighters loyal to Eastern General Khalifa Haftar seized two key oil ports Sunday, Ras Lanuf and El Sidra terminals on the Mediterranean coast. A third is being contested. Haftar opposes the UN-backed Government of National Accord, and the seizure could complicate its efforts to restart production and fund its operations. Rescuers over the weekend pulled 3,400 migrants to safety on the Mediterranean off Libya's coast. The Italian Coast Guard said 100 Sunday left Libya aboard 8 overloaded inflatable dinghies and 2 fishing vessels. This is VOA News.